about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Uh-oh. Another gooey morning mess. Who needs that stress?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Get this week's dog out of here. I'm hungry for the Brew Garden. Fabulous food, fine spirits, fantastic people. My home away from home, the Brew Garden.
Now hiring both locations.
All right, Timo, when is the next commercial coming out?
I have no idea.
He has no idea, so you advertisers out there, right? You're available.
Yeah, I am. Call my agent.
What will you remember most about this whole experience, though?
The Brew Garden.
What a natural storyteller you are.
And now.
Hi, Allie. What have you been doing lately?
I don't know. Little E, Special K. Basically, whatever I can get my hands on.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, the 5th of April.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
Doing great.
Same.
Kings clinched.
Right.
Ducks, too.
Ducks
I heard
as well.
Something, but I couldn't make it out.
We hope that both teams get into the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And then the Kings sweep. I mean, I think
sure.
That's pretty much the position of everyone on this
Southern
station.
California.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sure.
No.
Agreed.
All right.
Very excited about that.
Yeah. I would just like to thank the Blackhawks.
Right?
And Chip would as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Chicago.
It is strange when you come down to watching another game that has that much impact on your season.
Yeah.
And you just go, all right, we're rooting for Chicago this time.
That's what we're doing.
Because it'll help us and it'll get us in the playoffs.
Yeah. They won that with 8.5 seconds left.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They came back. It was 3-1. They came back. 8.5 seconds left.
It was like they knew we needed their help.
They knew it. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Right?
Yeah, they showed the end of that game on the screen at the Ducks game, and everyone was just going nuts. It was awesome.
Incredible. I have never been so happy. However, my power went out three times, but it came back on literally 2 minutes before the end of that game.
Wow.
Then it went out again after.
That's such good timing.
It was a good night.
Yeah. Why was your power going in and out that much? Do you know?
I don't know. But it was an ordeal. 3:40 is when it finally came back on again. I'm wearing a hat. I wasn't going to chance it.
Right.
In the shower and doo, doo, doo. Good times. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like good times.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Let's start today with a little how does the story end?
Okay.
How does the story end, my friend? Friend. Does the story end?
This guy might be the best storyteller of all time. His name is Frank Amedia.
Uh-huh.
And he's a televangelist.
Oh.
Now, I'm not coming at this from a position of I don't believe in God or whatever. Mm-hmm. I come at this from a position of not everybody that says they're speaking for God are speaking for God. And this guy might be one of them who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells several stories, and I would like you to tell me how this one ends.
They call me the tsunami pastor because when the tsunami was crashing down in Hawaii, the Lord woke me, and that's another testimony, and I raised my hands.
How does the story end?
It's a quick one. It's a quick story.
Oh, he probably stopped the tsunami with
and
his...
the tsunami stopped and appealed and went the other way.
Come on.
The tsunami
stopped. Smell BS from a mile away? Well, the schnoz.
I mean, that was not that difficult to watch.
Okay, listen.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Right.
Many people, eyes opened, ears opened, cancer healed.
Okay, now he's telling a bunch of stories about the things that have happened and the power of God that he's seen in his career.
Okay.
But he's leading up to nothing prepared me for
the
greatest story of all time.
Kidneys that weren't there when a baby was born, a kidney and a half came. A heart that was missing, a half a heart that was born.
Praise God.
Incredible miracles of God. But I have to tell you, Judge and TCT family, this was the most incredible. And when I tell you, you're going to say, how could this be it? But it's truth. This is all truth.
Sure.
Sure. That guy doesn't even believe him.
No.
The guy that's the host doesn't even believe him.
And the random clapper in the back.
So there's a woman there just sitting there doing nothing but clapping.
Okay.
And the host hates him.
Sure.
And they're on some network, TCT Today is called, it's a Tri-State Christian Television.
Oh.
So this is what was better than a heart being fixed and cancer being healed.
And a little half a kidney.
Kidney and a half, I believe. Oh, okay. Yeah. So here's the story.
And what it is, it's the resurrection of an ant.
An ant.
Wait, I'm sorry?
It's the resurrection of an ant.
An ant, like your sister, your mother's sister.
And what it is, it's the resurrection of an ant.
An ant. An A-N-T.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was an ant.
There was a longer pause there where we went, not Aunt, and then they did a little comedy about that.
Oh, good times.
Not like Aunt Jenny. Nope, nope.
Oh, like I just
this
tried?
This is like an aunt. Yeah. But I edited that out just for time.
Okay.
So we could get to the story, because it's the greatest story ever told.
We need to hear it.
Right?
And what happened was Garth and I were just waiting to go do the baptism.
Sure.
You don't want to be named Garth, do you? I mean, really, you don't.
I mean, Garth Brooks is doing okay.
Sure, Wayne's World, and that's it, though.
That's it.
Other Garths?
No.
And all of a sudden, I feel this sting on my leg. So I went like this. And I looked to see what it was, and I saw this ant crawled up my leg, and I whacked him. I took this big thumb, and I went like this. And I heard him squish. I felt it crack under my thumb, and a piece of it, it was two pieces. I went like this and flicked it. And it went down on the towel. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit speaks to me so clearly. And the Father said, son, look at the ant. I looked down at the ant. And as I did, I saw another ant come up over the side of the towel. And it began charging directly at this ant. I mean, it was an ant on assignment.
How does the story end?
Just the part of the story with the ant that's charging. How do you think that ended?
The ant.
Wrong. Okay.
And then the Lord said to me, son, I hear the cry of an ant. I said, oh, my God. Wow. I began to weep inside of me. And then the Lord said, son,
I don't know how you weep inside of you.
Oh, because he's lying about everything. Now he's weeping inside him. You can't weep inside you.
How dare you suggest he's not telling the truth.
And then the Lord said, son, take your finger.
How does the story end?
No, it's just a joke. All right. So the Lord tells him to take his finger.
Take your finger and touch the ant. I went like this, Judge, and I got about this far from the ant.
Okay, not touching, but probably 4 inches.
Okay.
Maybe 3 inches.
Okay.
The power of God shot out the ant that was running around the other ant.
How does the story end?
What happened to Ant 2, the onrushing ant?
It had to stop in its tracks because the power of God was upon him.
He just flew. The power hit him, and he was like this. I don't know where he went, but he was gone. He was airborne.
You couldn't even think that big. That's the power of God. That's okay. The thing.
And the other ant, it came alive. Oh. And the pieces all were together.
The pieces came back together. It was split apart.
Okay, because he squished it.
Yes, into two
with
pieces.
With his big old thumb.
Right, but then he pointed his finger at the ant.
Okay, different finger, though. Because the thumb's a dick. The
correct,
thumb is Judas.
That's correct.
Okay.
And
how does the story end?
It's now Ant-Man?
And it jumped up on my finger, came up very slowly, my palm.
How does the story end?
Came up on his finger and was like, what up, Dick?
Right.
What are you doing?
That's a much better ending
and
than this story.
And now it's Ant God, right?
Is there Ant God?
Yes.
Oh,
stopped right there as if it was looking right at me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I said, my God.
This is the guy.
Wow.
I can't.
Yeah, it's something.
Story.
How about this story? This is better than curing cancer. An ant.
A kidney and a half.
Come on.
Lord, what are you saying to me? And he said, that ant is appreciative of the fact that you gave it back its life.
Oh.
I said, my God, I'm so appreciative that you've given me back my life.
Isn't that a beautiful
I'm
story?
Appreciative, too, of the fact that you can't say simple words.
That's how the story ends.
Oh, my. That story had everything.
I need more stories from that guy.
We've got to start recording that.
Right?
Yes.
Who's going to go through it? Because I can't.
Omar.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Yeah!
Dr. Drew's on the show today.
Yay!
Like we do on Thursdays.
Sure.
We're going to talk to you if you're upset about celebrity breakups. This is a strange phenomenon.
Yeah, I used to make fun of these people.
You should. And you should have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now you're one of them?
There is one couple that I would, wow, I don't know what I'd do if they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I look to them. They are everything to me.
Okay, that
they
sounds,
are my aunt.
You know that's straight crazy, right?
Yes. No, I realize it.
Okay.
But I still feel
you
it.
You still feel that way?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. What's up with Bill Burr? He's doing some weird driving videos online now, and he may not be the guy for driving etiquette.
No.
Maybe Bill Burr's not that guy. We've got highlights of that coming up. We've got Jordan Klepper from the opposition with Jordan Klepper.
So excited.
Love him so much. And we've got Coachella passes as well with a game just after 7 a.m. That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening now. Still noise is my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Take it in. Oh, it's abrupt.
Ended pretty abruptly. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Allie is here with what's happening.
Have we talked to Omar about Jersey Shore family vacation coming back tonight?
I mean, we talked enough about it that we know he couldn't hate it more. So I think
he has to watch it, right?
Agreed. He needs to do the review for us.
All right.
Because I don't want to watch it.
No.
No.
There's no way I'm watching it.
Right. So Omar. Yeah.
All right.
Done
well,
deal.
It is back tonight. And we were under the impression it already came back. And then we didn't talk about it.
There was a lot of talk about it for a little bit, so we assumed it had come back.
But. No, tonight's the night. Snooki and the gang, back. Jersey Shore family vacation. Tonight on MTV. Good times. Remember we were talking about the big reveal for Dancing with the Stars athletes?
Yes.
They're going to announce the cast on Good Morning America next Friday. But we have some hints into who two of the athletes are. Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon. Remember
and
him?
Now, a breaking news bulletin.
Well, lady, I already named a name, so it's kind of a slow one. Okay. Again, I just named Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon.
Oh, okay.
So that's one, but there is another one. No? God damn it.
Was this in the news?
I hate you.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
It's look, I love chaos.
Okay.
Adam Rippon.
And former skating star Tanya Harding.
Call now. 1-800.
No. Don't.
Did you say Tanya Harding?
Yes. I mean.
Is she considered an athlete still?
I think it's because of the whole I, Tanya stuff. She was back in the news. But lest we forget. The woman tried to maim a fellow athlete going to the Olympics. Why are we putting this woman up on a pedestal, making her go onto this, not making her, allowing her this competition, giving her more airtime? What is wrong with us, America?
Dancing with the Stars can't get real athletes. I mean, they get like one wide receiver or something maybe they can get per year.
Yeah.
A decent sized name, but they're going to try and get 10 athletes.
That's
so at
true.
Some point you go, all right, we've gone down the list of all the people we want. Let's start putting the people we don't want so that we can fill out the show. And I'm sure that's her.
Maybe, I don't know, throw Nancy Kerrigan a bone. She's like, hello, remember me? Yeah, I was the one that got hit. I was the one that almost didn't go to the Olympics because of her and Flunky Doolittle. What was his name? Jeff Galooly?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Oh, they should both be on the show. And then Jeff Galooly could recreate. Do it again.
Do that in a dance?
Yes.
Like
lightning
the
in a bottle. Twice. Oh, you mean choreographed?
Yes.
No, I was talking about in real life.
Oh, take out other athletes.
Just Tanya Harding. I'm just saying recreate. This is 2.0. Now they're both on the same show
so
competing.
So it's like Inception.
Yes.
Got it.
Sometimes
I'm Inception, but people always say it's like Inception, so I said it. Don't know if it's like Inception.
Well, it's many different layers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You didn't either?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Some birthdays for you. Pharrell Williams, Haley Atwell, Sterling K. Brown, who I love so very
much. Yeah, he's great.
And from one of the greatest groups of all time, Christopher Kid Reed.
So get off, because you bit off more than you can chew. Now watch the dynamic duo, a little go-go thing. Come on, rock and swing. You gotta roll with Kid and play. Now everybody sing.
I feel we've heard that.
Right? Oh, just feels good. Thursday, that's what's happening.
We love Bill Burr. He's a fantastic comedian,
mm-hmm.
friend of the show.
I would I would say one of the best in the world ever.
Agreed. How did you come across his driving etiquette tips on YouTube?
Someone sent it to me because they've heard me talk about Boston drivers before. They might be some of the worst in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And by worst, I was raised by them and taught to drive by them.
Okay, so worst.
I think they're the best. We know how to drive better than anyone.
Is that right?
No one else outside of Boston sees it that way. So when I see Bill Burr, a Bostonian, giving driving etiquette, I am clicking that.
This kills me because he starts off by talking about wanting to go to a restaurant. Then he screams at somebody, and then he 100% reverses his decision and says they're fine.
I will tell you what that
is. 6 seconds. What?
That is a Boston driver who has lived in L.A. for a little bit.
Okay.
He went straight Boston, and then he's like, but you know what? Mm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is Ribs USA still out here? That little rib joint? It's not right there. Get the f*** out there. That guy did nothing wrong. It already turned yellow.
But, you know.
It's all right. It's fine.
Look, I get angry at people who don't get the F out there, too.
Yeah.
You should try to get two cars in. Three, if possible.
Three.
If possible.
Yeah.
So then he is immediately taken by a woman who's walking across the crosswalk right in front of him.
There's a person texting while they walk across the street. You should legally be able to drive by, open your door, and hit them, I think.
I'm not positive that's the best advice either. And then he talks about almost getting into a fight with a guy in a crosswalk.
Actually got in a fight with this guy. He's walking across the crosswalk, and the arrow was green, and this person didn't go. And I was like, what the f***? And then they finally went, and I tried to make the light. And by then, people were in the crosswalk thing. He's like, yo, bro, it says walk. And I was like, the light's green. I could tell he was going to do something to my truck. And at the last second, before he walked away, he slapped my mirror or something like that. And then I said all this Steven Seagal at him as he walked away, as if I could beat the out of him with my up ribs, messed up shoulder, and my lack of quick twitch muscle fiber. But you know, when you're in your car, you feel safe.
Right. I'm not positive these are all good tips from Bill.
Not one yet.
Not yet. Now he's starting to just go stream of conscious. Whatever he thinks, he just says out loud.
In-N-Out Burger. There's always a line.
Right. Agreed.
True story.
But that was the beginning and the middle of the end of that story. Now he goes back to the pedestrian that slapped his mirror off.
Okay.
I think when you get a pedestrian mad enough to slap the mirror off the side of your car, I mean, that's usually a good indication that, you know, you're probably not interacting with your fellow man the way you should be.
So he's kind of putting that on himself.
Okay.
All right. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Now, again, he's just taken by one thing and he comments on that and then he's immediately distracted by something else.
Look at that beautiful woman coming out of Domino's Pizza. Gorgeous. Look at that dog right there.
Now, he wasn't talking about another woman by contrast. He was talking about a hot woman
dog.
And a dog sticking his head out the window.
Does his flightiness remind you of anyone?
I mean, it's how I think, if that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, I meant me.
Oh, really?
So I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, totally you is who I meant.
It's insane.
Okay.
I wish I'd have known you were talking about you. I would have given it to you. So now...
What? Awkward.
So now he's talking about, look at that dog. And he goes on a rant about the dog with his head out the window.
Look at that dog right there. Not a care in the world. You think he gives a shit about global warming? Doesn't. Somebody could write a great coffee table book about that, about how to get into the mentality of a dog with its head out the window, and there'd be enough morons out there that would buy it and literally start driving down the street like Ace Ventura.
So then Bill Burr giving etiquette tips on driving. There's a woman who is Bill Burr's in the left turn lane. There's a woman going in front of him that's turning left incredibly slowly, making everyone in the intersection stop because she won't continue her turn.
Good Lord.
And it's driving him nuts, but he answers it this way.
Hey, like this lady there. Go ahead. Yes. God bless you and your hat. God bless you and your hat. And your hat and your dog. That's not safe.
Again, I haven't really heard any etiquette tips.
No.
He sees a hipster in jeans.
Now, the hipster guy with his tight jeans, he's never having kids. That's why these millennials are never, you know, they're not having kids the way other generations have. It's not like they're not trying. I mean, everybody's out there banging. It's just when your jeans are that tight, it's just, you know, it's killing an entire generation.
He sees a ramen place.
Dude, there's like a ramen place every 5 feet. I don't understand what people are so excited about ramen noodles for. Even if they taste good, you want to sit around another 20 people making that noise? Hannibal Lecter fava beans noise the entire time. You gotta get
ramen noodles to go. That's a to-go item.
All right.
Okay.
Good Again, tip. I'm not sure it's an etiquette driving tip, but okay. It's a tip.
Sure.
Then he sees a car with a bumper hanging off. And this really annoys him.
No matter how broke I was, I never drove a car like that. At some point, you just got to take out the credit card and get the back bumper fixed. You don't accept it. The second you reattach the license plate, you just accepted. That's like you put on some pounds, and rather than eating a salad, you buy the next size up pants. Right? You just accepted the fact that you're slowly going to become a fat. You know? These people with their bumpers, I've just had it.
And finally, he finds the restaurant he started out looking for.
There it is, Ribs USA. I should probably shut the car off. Global warming and all.
I'm not positive he's the guy we want etiquette tips from.
He's the exact guy we want etiquette tips from.
A half hour from now, your tickets for Coachella. 3-day passes. It's a week from tomorrow.
You excited?
Yes.
What are you wearing? Like something flowy, probably a cool hat.
I don't do flowy or hats.
You're doing braids?
I look... Yes, I'm doing braids. That's what I'm doing for sure. So in about a half hour, we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Right now, it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, about any topic, 24 hours a day. I think this may be one of my favorite callers.
I'm driving around in wine country, and I'm at Club Zero! Woo! Although I am worried that I won't be able to make it to a gas station. This is not going to end well.
It's the Zero Club.
Okay.
From last year?
Right. Still a thing.
Still a thing. Okay. She's very excited, but she's in wine country. She's excited and scared. See, that's the thing. If you want to live, this is how you live.
Also, I'm so nervous about not making it out alive or with gas that I had to redial 3 times because I could hardly dial it right. And who saves the Afro line in their contacts?
Right. That's a good point.
I love her.
I know.
Club Zero member here again. 3 miles in, I've passed the gas station. Gas is $3.70 a gallon there. I'm not falling for that. I'm going to keep pushing on.
Right.
Don't do it. She's in wine country.
Right?
Gas stations are few and far between.
But the prices were too high.
They're going to be that
She's
high.
She's got standards.
No, that's how they get you. You need to pull over, lady.
Club Zero member here, and I'm a winner. I had the faith of Kevin and made it all the way to a gas station with prices that I was willing to pay. And I didn't run out of line or run out of gas in line, even though I was really worried I was. And now I'm good and on my way again. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
She's a changed woman. She's
right?
never going back.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle, man.
It really is.
It chooses you. You don't choose it.
Oh, God.
Okay. The national championship was just this past Monday, mm-hmm. and one shining moment is one of my pet peeves.
Yes, it is.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. In all the years, no one knows just how hard you work, but how it shows in one shining moment. It's on the line. One shining moment.
Right?
mean,
guys with me.
He was feeling it.
But time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, all that moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose, you always did your best because inside you knew that one shining moment.
All right, take it easy.
You reach deep inside. One shining moment. You knew you were alive.
Oof.
I mean...
Would you listen to that instead of like a Luther Vandross? Yeah.
Yes, because it's not a nice, soft rock song.
Yeah, that was really good.
Remember when I asked if Kale was fish?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but there is a song called Right or Wrong featuring Future by a young boy, Never Broke Again. About 3 minutes and 20 seconds in, I'm pretty sure he calls Kale a fish. So, Kevin, you might be redeemed. Kale might be a nickname.
Right.
For some guy who's also a fish.
Where's my life? Oh, my partner,
Kale Fish, right or wrong. Kale Fish, right or wrong, is what he says.
And it's wrong.
Well, I mean, right? Is it?
Now I don't know.
Right,
I mean,
that's
my
point.
If it's a legit rap lyric.
We were talking about, what is kale? Is that fish?
So
we were talking about snorting condoms and what a ridiculous idea that was.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. There's nothing wrong with snorting condoms. I mean, for people who are untalented like myself, that is probably the only thing that we can do. And for anyone out there that's trying to snort a condom, my two biggest things of advice are: do not snort ripped condoms, and do not snort a condom that has like warming lube or anything like that. Stay away from those. Trust me. All right, bye.
Those are some good safety tips.
So it wasn't ribbed for his pleasure.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
You know how we celebrated, I put in quotes, my birthday by playing Moments With?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this is a podcast listener, and sometimes they get to things a couple of days late.
Hey, party people. I just heard the Kev Dog birthday party podcast, and while we're taking requests for the best Moments With, can you please play my favorite moment with Kevin? The Mahasa Vasa Tasa. What the f*** are you saying, Kevin?
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Lick her bare neck than I would her boobs with a sweater over them.
Mahasa, that's a toss-up.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I mean, what was I saying? I assume I was saying, I don't know that's a toss-up. I assume, because that's what would make sense.
Oh, man. So good.
When we say you could call about any topic, I mean, not necessarily any topic.
Hey, Kevin. I need to tell you about something big, long, thick, juicy, and oh, so satisfying. I need to take a massive and I want you to be there with me.
Come on.
Do you want to join me?
No.
What do you say, baby?
No.
Just don't make me wait too long.
No.
I'm turtle heading. What do you say?
What's wrong with her?
And feel the beat of your heart.
Guy called back.
Feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest. It's more than a race.
All right. 323-520.
My God.
You people are screwed up, but we love it. 323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54. Allie is here with What's Happening.
Did you by chance see the end of the Predators game the other night?
I did not.
It was a rough call by the refs. Mm-hmm. With I think like 0.6 seconds left in the game.
Oh,
it wasn't great. What happened was they disallowed a goal.
Okay,
and it was not a great call.
Okay,
I am not married to one of the Nashville Predators named Mike Fisher, but someone named Carrie Underwood is.
Mm, okay.
And you know Carrie Underwood from American Idol. Huge,
sure.
Huge country star.
Yeah.
She was beyond livid. There's video of her losing her mind, and rightfully so, as a fan, let alone your husband's on the team. So she went to Twitter and she said, seriously livid. Hashtag worst call ever, and then demanded the NHL fix this. And then claimed that her husband's team was, quote, straight up robbed. But here's the part I love. Like any good husband, Mike Fisher chimed in, and he wrote, quote, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that you're always right. And I just thought, that's the greatest ever. Because, you know, they can't
come
out
anything.
And say anything.
Right.
They'll get fined.
Yeah.
So writing that was probably one of my favorite things I've seen on Twitter in a while. Very good stuff. This makes me laugh hard. If you watch Laguna Beach or The Hills, Dave, you would know that star Kristen Cavallari has a new reality show coming out called Very Cavallari.
See?
What?
Because they rhyme.
Yeah. E says that the show's going to be based in Nashville, where she will be toiling around with her rapidly expanding fashion and lifestyle brand, along with her employees, Shannon, Brittany, and Reagan. And in case you were wondering, yes, her retired football player husband, Jay Cutler, and their three kids will be on the show as well. That is so much loss.
Yeah, yeah, that's not
one,
good.
In one show. Oh, good Lord. I can't wait. Ryan Murphy, who does every show, I think, on television.
He's a genius.
And if he doesn't, he created it and then walked away, or he's the executive producer, something. He's involved with everything. Well, his next version of American Horror Story, the 8th season, will apparently include actress Joan Collins. It's like he always gets this, like, amazing royalty from somewhere. Not that Joan Collins is royalty.
Is Joan Collins royalty?
A lot of people, she kind of is.
Okay.
She's pretty huge. But we did get word that Ryan will not be doing the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton scandal for the upcoming fourth season of the FX anthology series American Crime Story, because it's just not going to happen. And we found that out on the same day that the History Channel decided to scrap their Clinton impeachment drama series, Breach. So
that's a lot of stuff I wasn't going to watch.
If you were looking forward to all that Bill Clinton stuff, is it because now people are like,
Bill was nothing.
He was nothing. That's not even a story now. No one cares. Before it was the biggest scandal ever. And now people are like, that's a Tuesday.
I don't know.
I don't know why they're scrapping it. Hmm. Yes. But the upcoming third season of American Crime Story is already in production, and it's about Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. And I want to do this story for a couple reasons. One, okay, Steven Spielberg, good for you. The other, just so I can read the little bit of comedy that this service gives you, that you can read along the stories.
Oh, no. Suggested jokes?
Yeah. So here's the story. Steven Spielberg told the London Sun that it's time for a woman to play Indiana Jones. He said he knows that putting a woman in the lead role of Indiana Jones would upset some fans, but believes it's time that the explorer, quote, took a different form. We'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, and there would be nothing wrong with that. Let me know when you're ready for the comedy that I am supposed to insert.
Okay, so then that's the story.
That's the story.
And then they suggest a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones. Mm, okay.
So get ready for Indiana Jones and the Tampon of Doom. What? Get it? Because yeah. Ladies get their periods.
Yeah, that's...
What?
That's why you don't...
That's why you don't read them. But who was like, I'm this
not,
is a, my joke. I'm going to put this in and you can read it. And who? What DJ?
I mean, you just did.
Is, but seriously, doing that joke and then the rest are like, tampons. Women are gross. Bleeding. All I'm saying is get it together. Joey and Boopy. In Toledo.
Are you making up a morning
yes.
show in the city? Okay. All right.
Happy birthday. I hate you. Happy birthday, actor Sterling K. Brown, actress Haley Atwell, singer Pharrell Williams. And, I mean, he's everything. Singer, producer, everything.
Sure.
And rapper, actor. See him all the time out in L.A. Christopher Kid Reed. Get off because you bit off more than you can chew. Now watch the dynamic duo do a little go-go thing. Come on, rock and swing. You gotta roll with Kid and play. Now everybody sing. Say it, Kevin. Hola, hola, hey. There you go.
Thank you.
That's what's happening.
K-Rock Countdown to Coachella is on, 9 days away. We've got your 3-day passes. They're sold out to weekend one of Coachella, which is a week from tomorrow. Plus, you'll get exclusive access to the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. And this time, you're going to have to play Fake Band, Real Band.
Fake Band, Real Band, Fake Band, Real Band. Pick the real one. I don't think that you can. If you do, you'll strike gold. But if you don't, you're just an
asshole. All right. So, Allie, you were going to read three.
I'm going to read three names of bands. One of them is a real band playing at Coachella. So all you have to do is name the real band.
All right. Let's start with Manny in Canoga Park. Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Manny, you ready? One of these bands is the real band. Is it
all right.
Scissorp, SZA, or Szechuan?
SZA.
That's correct, yes.
All right, Manny's in the drawing.
Hold on. Let's go to Manuel in Wilmington. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you ready to name the real band?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Is the real band War and Peace, Warren Buffett?
The War on Drugs.
Before no. I even said it. Nice.
Yeah.
realize he knows how to play.
It's a long clip. All right, let's go to Joe in Canoga Park. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, Joe, name the real band. Is it Soul Wax, Surf Wax, or Turtle Wax?
The real band?
Yep.
Soul Wax.
It is.
Nicely done. All right. Three winners so far. Not bad. Three out of three. Jose in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Jose. All right. Name the real band. Is it Conan the Barbarian, JJ the King of Beepers, or Tyler the Creator?
Tyler the Creator.
Yes. I said, okay, dookie, my infatuation
and translating to another form of what you call it. I mean, I'd like to hear JJ the King of Beepers play.
That was just a little shout out to some LA heads out there.
let's go to Gerardo in Pasadena. Hi, Gerardo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Doing good. All right, name the real band. Is it the Convoy Cougars, Fleet Foxes, or Armada Armadillos?
Go with the second one.
I mean,
do you know which one that was?
It cut off, that's why.
I mean, let's give it to him. I mean, he's right. All right. It's the second one.
Sure.
Yeah, close enough. Fleet Foxes. All right, let's go to Jesse in Hacienda Heights. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
hey,
thanks.
Jesse. All right, name the real band. Is it Half Calf, No Whip, Hot Tea, or Black Coffee?
Hello? I'm sorry, it's breaking up.
See, that's two in a row, though, so that makes...
It makes you wonder?
Yeah, if it's us.
Hmm. Is it Hot Tea, Half Calf, No Whip, or Black Coffee?
Right now, all I heard is black coffee right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, well,
all
I mean...
Right, go with it.
Go with that as an answer.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that.
And you would be correct, yes.
Listen, I'm not saying that gave Jesse time to Google, but that gave Jesse time to Google.
I mean, it's very possible, yes. Yeah. All right, let's go to Angel in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can you hear us, Angel?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
All right. Is the real band an adequate square, a so-so isosceles, or a perfect circle?
A perfect circle.
Indeed it is.
I wish it was isosceles.
So-so isosceles?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, are these too easy?
I mean, yes.
They
except for
are.
They can't hear us, so that
sure.
seems to be an issue. All
sure.
right. We have time for one more. Let's go to Chris in Los Alamitos. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
All right, Chris, you have to name the real band. Is it Sleeping Beauty, Alice in Wonderland, or the Three Bears?
Three Bear.
So sorry, it's Alice in Wonderland. You know
I
like you.
I'll give it to you. Will you just say it? I mean, the first seven were good.
Sure were.
They all got them.
All right. And Chip has all the names over there. She's mixing them up in her hand. She's about to pick one.
It's Manuel on line two.
Manuel on line two. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up? Yeah, got it. Yeah.
You won. You won. Congratulations and thanks for playing the game.
Fake band, real band, fake band, real band.
Jordan Klepper is here and is looking pretty spiffy.
He looks really good.
I might say so myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to say so myself. I look great today.
You really look
what
good.
What color suit is that?
This is a bold choice. This is, you might say it's an evergreen color suit. Yeah, so it's
evergreen.
I would say. It's greenish.
I think it's
right?
a little more bluish.
Bluish,
than
yeah.
Greenish.
Oh, God. Oh.
Here we go.
Dress?
This is the dress
oh,
of 2018.
Oh, boy, no. We're going to post a picture. You let us know if Jordan's suit is green or blue.
Let's let it happen over the radio. I think let's let this. That's the next evolution.
Okay. Well,
how do people,
so people
see
just
this
guess?
Suit? Yeah, it's based on the conviction of our telling.
Okay. So you're telling. You're, tell us how that's evergreen.
I realized I backed myself into a corner. Now I'm immediately describing colors on radio.
Right? I mean, it doesn't seem like a great idea, but we'll go with it. How have you been?
I've been real good.
How long has the show been off?
The show's been off since Thursday, so 5 days.
Oh, all right. Monday is the next show.
Monday's the next show.
The last one you were talking about, Roseanne, is that the last one I saw?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And how America just loves Roseanne.
We are back on the Roseanne train.
Yes.
Right? It's a new culture war for everybody. It's
I don't get that. And I don't think – it's nothing political with me. I didn't care about her in the beginning, so I don't care about her now.
So it wasn't nostalgia for Kevin.
Yeah,
it wasn't at all.
It's amazing how it becomes everything. And so it really is. For many people, it's nostalgia going back and seeing something that you want to see how they redo it now. But it's like, oh, now the left wants to use it as a cudgel for This Is Trump's America, and it's rewriting, and the right wants to use it as a cudgel. It's still just kind of a sitcom.
Yeah.
But it's a cudgel sitcom.
I don't even know what the word cudgel means.
Thank God, me neither.
But I can look it up later.
Look it up. Let's like a broadsword.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delightful.
Yeah.
You might have
to explain yourself along the way to us.
Yeah,
I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to tell you guys about colors.
The opposition for dummies. That's what you're doing here.
Here's the thing that I laughed at yesterday. Not sure if you saw it. Article came out where the showrunner of the show was like, I need everybody to separate Roseanne, the person, from Roseanne, the character. No, sir. You don't need everyone to do that. You might like that, but F you. Come on. You have made this show
about
this.
She is sort of playing her, right?
And now you're... yes, but now the showrunner is like... backing off of it? Come on.
I don't know if you get that anymore. I think you sell shows now, and... You shall off of the Twitter feeds, off of the personalities.
Right.
Also, yeah, Roseanne is Roseanne.
Yeah.
And the show is called Roseanne.
Yes.
It is indeed.
It's not a big departure. She's not a great actress. She's not playing a different character.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, come on.
No, that's not to be critical. I'm just saying it's her.
Although I will say we're able to separate John Goodman from... is he Danny? He's not Danny on the show. What is he on the show?
I don't watch the show.
That's Tom
George.
George.
He's so different from George the husband.
Right.
And I think like maybe Goodman has showed us that acting range in a way that it's like, we'll let you be you. You're still going to be from The Big Lebowski for me.
Sure.
So,
agreed. Same.
I'm not going to judge him. Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
Now, all I care about is him destroying that car. That's all I care about.
I just see him with a Pomeranian and I smile. I assume that's what Roseanne mostly is. She married the guy with the Pomeranian.
There you go. Oh, well, speaking of just that kind of thing where every single day something's different, you back in your Daily Show days, you could get a story, think about it for a couple days, tweak it, do whatever. Now it's story upon story upon story. Your phone must be going off constantly. Like, hey, remember when we were going to do this? It's changed 8 times in 20 minutes.
Oh, it's totally different now. I think Daily Show days pre-Trump era, it started to shift once the campaign got into full swing. But you'd have a couple days on a story. You'd be a little bit prepped. Like, you're still waiting for breaking news day of. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't uncommon for there to be slow days. That stuff you're like, oh, our act one is going to be on healthcare that we kind of been prepping for a day or two. And you would choose the stories. You could tell the stories that you wanted
to tell.
There
hasn't been a slow day.
No.
It's insane.
I mean, I think that's what we even had to shift in with the opposition, the way in which we were handling stories. Like, we were trying to prep a day ahead of time for some stuff or get a little bit ahead. Mm-hmm. And things moved so quickly. We changed our format so we could do more stories in the first act just because of the Trump train. And so, I mean, I think a lot of late night is trying to find a way. Like, how do you don't want the whole thing to be dictated by everything, little thing that Donald Trump does.
Right.
But people are digesting news in such a new way.
Yeah.
You can't just sit on it.
Let me tell you, I'm a really smart guy.
I mean, he is a really smart guy. Now, let me ask you a question about him. And I don't care about politics, and I don't want to talk about politics because the right and the left name calling, it just gets ugly. Everybody's ugly. But I want to talk about Donald Trump. Do you think he is a genius in that every day a new scandal or something that he does or says replaces whatever horrible happened yesterday? And no one can get their feet underneath him, and no story can get traction because he's following it up with another jab and another jab and another jab. Is he a genius?
I'm going to say no to genius
because
I don't think there's intention.
You don't.
But I will say he's a perfect embodiment of 2018. I think he is all of those things. He is the perfect news cycle. He feels entitled. He doesn't feel like he needs facts, and he's able to be a reality TV show host day in and day out. And so I think in that case, it is perfect. It's like we can't get enough of him. He is controlled. controlling everything. Mm-hmm. He might end the world. It's the greatest show on earth. I don't think he's doing it like, I know how to be a great reality show guy.
Okay.
We've just created that.
Okay. Yeah. He's what we deserve.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to give us credit.
I'm not positive how you turn that around on our behalf, but I'll take it.
Go with it.
Jordan Klepper is here. He is, of course, The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, which is 11:30 on Comedy Central. It's back Monday. We will take a break and come right back. Jordan Klepper is here. He is the host of The Opposition, which is Monday nights at 11:30 on Comedy Central.
Monday through Thursday. We don't stop.
I'm sorry.
On Friday, I apologize. We just stop. You know.
I was forming my next question, which is, you were outside the gate walking on the street a second ago.
Yes.
Explain.
I still don't really know how to figure L.A. out, so I was driven here, which is very nice because I'm a big famous TV person.
Sure.
But and then they didn't quite know how to find the radio station, so they dropped me off a few blocks away, and I was just kind of
wandering
in your suit, just wandering the streets looking for what looked like might be a radio station.
Is this a radio station?
So
is this
somebody
a radio
was driving down Venice Boulevard and was like, that looks like Jordan Klepper.
I hope so.
Can't be. Why would he be walking?
Randomly in L.A. in a suit.
I'm a man of the people. I will walk amongst you in my evergreen suit. Just imagine it at home.
Not even close to evergreen.
It is blue.
It's very blue.
Oh, my God.
It is evergreen.
It's not.
It's like peacock blue.
Oh, hold on. The inside of your coat right there. That's green.
That's green.
Yes.
Now look at it.
Now do you see the difference? Are you colorblind?
I'm questioning everything.
Okay. How long do you think you were on the outside of the gate? This is fascinating to me.
I think 5 minutes outside the gate.
Really?
But that's okay. Is that a scary thing in L.A. for people to be wandering about and not in a car?
In this area, sure.
But good to know.
No, I find it funny because you don't picture a guy like you just wandering around in a suit, walking down the street, looking for a building.
It's how I live my life. I was telling you right before that my first meeting ever in L.A. was pre-cell phones, and I didn't know that people just drive places, and I took a cab, got into a meeting, left the meeting, tried to get on the street, get a cab, couldn't get a cab, had to walk back into what was a terrible meeting, knock on the door, and ask the guy to use his phone to call a cab.
Yeah.
But that's gritty. I'm a man of the Midwest.
Are you?
I was. I use that as a cudgel now to give me credibility.
That's a wide sword. A cudgel.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
It's a very wide sword.
Excellent.
It might be more of a blunt object as I think of it now. I wonder if it's sword-based or object-based.
I mean, either way, we need it explained to us, so
either way,
maybe we'll look it up.
It's a status game, and I'm winning.
Let's talk basketball.
Yeah, okay.
College.
Why are we ruining Jordan right now?
I've been walking
been
the hills
lying.
Of Los Angeles in the morning.
No,
I'm confused about even the colors that I wear. Gang members have been driving by. They're like, is he with us? I don't know. Is that a blue? Is that a green? Is that a red? I mean, I think it's my camouflage.
Maybe that's who saved you.
You're lucky. You're lucky it wasn't
like,
evergreen.
Nah, man, that's green. Yep. Keep going.
All right, so college basketball, big Michigan fan.
Big Michigan fan.
So heartbreak this past Monday.
Well, it was a great tournament. It was really fun to watch them go farther than people expected, but a bummer on Monday night. You know, if they got some calls, like 30 calls, then maybe,
30.
You know.
So you're saying only 30 calls.
We got 30 calls.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
you know
tell
what?
You.
A great man once told me, winners tell jokes, losers cry foul.
Wow.
Boom.
Great man.
I don't know. I think she someone told that me that up. Once, yeah,
well,
and I was crying
well,
foul.
I don't like that. I don't like – They were a better team. It breaks my heart to say it, but
I mean, they won it 2 out of 3 years. That's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive. Yeah, Michigan looked good. Honestly, I'm super proud of the Wolverines. Wagner is so fun to watch. He had a killer game.
You know what's tough though is you watch that entire tournament and you say all of the pitfalls
yeah.
that you could step in going through that tournament, making it all the way to the championship. I'm not trying to make it worse, but it's going to be impossible to go there in the future.
Maybe
again.
Potholes.
Potholes, thank
yeah.
you.
I didn't think you were going to end it that way. You could have
right?
ended it like...
I thought it was going to turn
all around. Of these steps shows just how impressive it is for
Mm-mm.
a team to get that far.
Nope.
But no, you see it as like, oh, it's a near impossibility.
I was going to say that, and then I realized it wouldn't be funny. So then I went with, it's never going to happen again.
So much
because what are the
At
chances?
Least I, who know nothing... about college basketball, won our bracket by doing...
Were you in a bracket, Jordan?
I was in my family's bracket,
family.
Which is comical.
Okay.
They're all Michigan fans, so the only way to do it was to bet against Michigan. And so
and
that
you,
was, that was a bad year to
okay.
do it. I was like, oh, they'll lose the Purdue will win it all.
Interesting. Well, I went through this on the air a few weeks ago, how I chose teams. I went to Boston College, which is a Jesuit institution. So I went yes to all Catholic schools. So your Xavier, your Loyola, your Gonzaga. They're
you could already
it.
Tell how infuriating this
oh, wow.
is.
Yes. yes. Oh, wow. So you went deep with Loyola.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, Cincinnati. I don't like cats, but I love bears. Let's have them move. Okay. All right. Some of my other really dumb ones were whatever school in Rhode Island. I don't even know what it was. Maybe Rhode Island.
Sure.
That was an upset, but it wasn't to me because I once went to Rhode Island to a strip club and some of the Patriots were there. So I was like, Rhode Island rules. So
this is how she picked.
Yeah.
Wow. And it worked. Wait,
yeah.
What was Michigan? Did you pick Michigan based on Wolverines, based on a strip club in Ann Arbor?
No, I actually went with Michigan State because I look great in green. So that was my only Michigan thing.
Okay.
However, I did have Villanova in the final. But they were going to play Virginia because that's such a great name for a nana.
You understand what's happening here?
Yeah. Like, oh, my
I
nana.
Don't. I don't.
She won $100.
You won $100 out
of it. I mean,
no,
credits. Credits, sure.
Because it's illegal.
Right. Let's not be ridiculous.
Damn
oh,
it,
you guys
Kevin.
Bet you bet credits here.
Yes.
I mean, that's the word we use. Everybody knows we mean dollars. I don't know why we even try to disguise it.
Just saying, let me help you out next year.
Let me know. Yeah. Just give me a full list of the strip clubs you went to and the adorable dance for nannies.
We don't have that time.
All right, here's the answer on cudgel.
Okay.
It's a noun, a short, thick stick used as a weapon.
Gross.
Okay.
Yeah. That does sound gross.
It's a girthy stick. Would you rather me say that or cudgel, guys?
A cudgel.
I like girthy sticks.
That was my nickname in college. All right. How long are you in Los Angeles?
Till the morning. You know what? I'm gonna go wander the streets for
are
a couple
you
more hours.
Walking around?
Just walk around.
You're clear, though, on the whole taxi thing. You got to call them
now,
a half hour ahead.
You call a taxi. You get an Uber.
Uber, right?
Yeah. So this,
okay.
And you can't go anywhere unless you're in a car.
Okay, right.
I'm figuring
and is your car still outside, or do they drop you off and leave?
I hope so.
Okay.
I have no idea where that car is.
If you see somebody looks like Jordan walking the streets in a evergreen suit that's
it
not at all
blue guy
it's
not at all
evergreen. Come find me in LA. I'm out there and I'm beautiful
and he needs a ride. So if there's somebody hitchhiking, don't be afraid. He's wearing a suit. Don't be afraid of him. It's very green. Jordan, we always love having you, and we always we love your show as well. The Opposition is so great.
I love coming in. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and sorry about the wandering outside thing, and sorry about the basketball and everything else that we said to you.
We're sorry for this.
It's been a rough morning.
We argued for about 10 minutes after the segment with Jordan about the suit color.
Yeah.
And then we took pictures, and it's blue and everything.
It's even bluer in pictures.
It really is,
which upset him.
Yeah,
because he's convinced it's green.
He thinks it's green.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with Jordan?
No. Every picture, he's like, wait, what about against this wall? What about this wall?
What if I lay on the ground?
Is he the best?
He's the best, yeah.
The best.
He is the best.
Can he come back?
Yeah, of course.
We
anytime.
Do love him.
The show is called The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. It's on 11:30 on Comedy Central following The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Allie's here now with what's happening.
Not sure if you were watching the Lakers game last night, taking on the San Antonio Spurs. It went down to the wire. And if you were watching, you were thinking, oh, are they going to make this bucket? Is the game going to be over? And then this.
Three to go. Josh Hart to the rim.
No. Pick up.
It comes off. We'll go to overtime.
What happened?
Well, he drove to the rim, apparently took the shot, and then they went to a commercial right when you were thinking,
when the ball hit the basket?
But they must have pressed some button. The commercial aired for like half a second.
Am I running their equipment?
Then they went back, and people were like, wait, what?
Three to go. Josh Hart to the rim.
No, pick up.
It comes off. We'll go to overtime.
I mean, and I said to Dave, I said, what, did this just happen here in LA? He goes, no, this was ESPN nationally.
We have to start doing things to just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Right.
And the craziest part of all of this, the Lakers beat the Spurs in overtime.
Right.
So congratulations.
How's that possible?
I'm not sure. But my God, who was running that room?
Three to go. Josh Hart to the rim.
No, pick up.
It comes off. We'll go to overtime.
It's so good. Oh, I love it so much. Ike Barinholtz, who we love, had his premiere for Blockers. And you can blame this on sleep deprivation. He's a very private man, doesn't talk a lot about his life. But then announced, I just had a baby. because they spotted his hospital bracelet on. He literally had just come, I guess, from the hospital, mm-hmm. left it on. And he said, when he was asked about the bracelet, I wear it until it kind of falls off, you know, like the umbilical cord. And then he said, I drank a lot of coffee, but have not slept in a few days. This is my third, so there's no more surprises. There's only breast milk and poop. That's all there is. But some reporter like, hey, what's up with that little bracelet accessory? Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Just had a baby. Sure, I'm here at the premiere, and I forgot to cut that off, but no big deal. So congratulations to Mr. Barinholtz and his new family. New member of the family. It's not a new family.
No,
when you
not
have a
really.
Baby. You don't just leave your wife.
Right.
This is my new family. Let's go, kid. Me and you. What's happening today? Not real sure. Let's talk about The Last Starfighter. Do you guys remember that movie way back in like the mid-80s?
I don't.
It was a movie. It's a kid who got really good at a video game called Starfighter. And he topped the scoring list. And then he was interviewed by the guy that made the game. And then, sneaky, that was apparently the tool to get recruits for a real outer space mission by who was good at playing the game.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
That's happening in real life?
Yes. We are sending gamers to space.
Right?
It's amazing. No, Rogue One, a Star Wars story writer, Gary Whitta, says he's gotten together with the writer of that movie, and they're working on a sequel or a reboot. Because now... maybe it is possible, right? With our space wars and stuff that we're having.
Sure.
Remember? Trump told us about, like, the space military
right.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
That should be real fun, you guys. Are you wondering what the top workout song of all time is, according to Gold's Gym, that did a March Madness bracket of songs that get your blood pumping?
Top workout song of all time.
Of all time.
99 Luft Balloons?
Ooh, so close. Just out of the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to...
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
I mean, just doing reps to that. Yeah.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head.
Yeah.
Pulled my trigger. Now he's dead.
That's more of the cool down.
That's kind of a bummer at the end.
Yeah,
of that. Yeah.
It's more of a cool down.
So that's
aspect.
Not it?
No, that is not it.
Dick, 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 Cheney, dick, 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 Cheney, dick, 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 Cheney, dick.
You said of all time. That makes it impossible to guess, I think.
Impossible to guess.
Of all time.
And impossible to let you know like how they moved up in this bracket, because Gold's Gym has apparently never made a bracket. Because if you were to see this online, you'd be like, what am I even looking at? So I will just tell you the winner.
Okay.
And I question it.
The number one workout song of all time.
Yep. Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. Really?
I mean, I guess it doesn't...
Gonna bring you to your knees? Knees? I mean, really?
I don't see that as a workout song, but...
No.
That's odd.
Then again, you're not quite the dude at Gold's Gym.
How dare you?
So maybe...
Or is that good?
It is.
Okay.
Maybe it's just, you know, it's a different lifestyle there. It's a different way of being.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Wasn't it,
how
you
about...
guys?
Pain-free Monday.
Right?
It's a fun day. And it's happening all around the world.
Is that in the top 10, at least?
It isn't. It's just out of the top 10.
That's too bad.
Yeah, sorry about that. Remember how excited I used to get about telling you about the lottery? Because it was up to $521 million.
Yes, we were all excited. We're all stopping and buying tickets?
Absolutely. Well, there's not going to be lottery talk for a long time since someone won. But the gas station where the person won, Riverdale Lukoil South.
Oh, they get a piece, don't they?
They do. They are awarded a $30,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. And the owner of that gas station, Amir Krass, has said that he's going to get all of his employees a bonus. With
no
that
kidding.
Money. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So he's going to also give some money to a local church group, but he's giving that money to the people that work there. That's pretty damn impressive.
That is cool.
Way to go, Amir. Crass. That's his name right
he
there.
He is a dick.
He is not. I just said the story.
Right.
Kevin,
it's a
he is
sweet
wonderful.
Story. He's a sweet guy.
He is
I'd like
lovely.
To punch him in the face.
Again, why would you say that? You are just rotten.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
No.
He's not.
Incorrect.
Okay. I thought I was tracking.
You're not.
I never am.
Some birthdays for you. Haley Atwell, Sterling K. Brown, Pharrell Williams, and Christopher Kid Reed from Kid and Play.
So get off, because you bit off more than you can chew. Now watch the dynamic duo do a little go-go thing. Come on, rock and swing. You gotta roll with Kid and Play. Now everybody sing.
That's a pretty good type song right there.
Really?
Yeah.
Great for like a house party.
Right?
Bitch.
He didn't.
I heard it. I got it. Oh. House party. I got it. Kid and Play. I got it.
That's what's happening.
We're doing a story. Was it yesterday? About celebrities that break up?
A couple days ago.
And a lot of people seem to have a lot of feelings about celebrity couples. And when they break up, people seem to be depressed.
People take it hard. Yeah.
It's very odd to me.
Yeah. Anytime the headlines are, why even believe in love if these people break up? It's like, slow down. But people were very upset about Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum separating a couple days ago. People were really, really upset.
I mean, I get, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, what else? You know what I mean? Like, I don't wish them ill will, but it happens. We don't know anything about their personal life,
right?
Really. So
yeah.
Why are we so invested? But I don't understand that.
Isn't it different when it's not like they just divorce or they're separating? It's not because one cheated another person or one was abusive. It's just love has died. And,
right,
and that's why I think people get upset. Because why? Like, if these people can't make it, what chance do you have?
Okay, but I would like to suggest that fame and money would complicate things a great amount.
Yeah, it should be harder
for these
people.
It should be way harder for these people to stay together. Wouldn't
no,
you think?
Because I think they're on equal platforms. And you know, when you see, like, they both have money, they both have fame, so why wouldn't it work?
But I'm saying you don't know anything about them personally. You don't know about how they interact with each other. You don't know whether she was happy, whether he was happy. You don't know really anything about them except for their public persona.
Dave over there. When you're rich, everything's great.
Right? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is these people, they get together. They've been together for about 5 years now or something like that. And they were working so fine. They look so happy.
Right.
And all of a sudden, boom, it's done. It's over. And the normal person is going, yes, they were so happy. And now I can't understand that they can't make it. Love is dead.
Here's the thing.
Who's saying love is dead?
Everybody. Love is dead.
People were saying that. It's disturbing. Here's the thing. You say they're so happy. People aren't posting on Instagram like, won't put the freaking seat down. Like, people aren't posting that kind of thing.
It's really only their best, what they want you to see.
In your best light. Yeah. That's all it is. At a movie premiere, oh my gosh, she wasn't smiling. Is something wrong? No, they're human. So I get annoyed with people that think, like, oh, I can't believe they broke up. But then I started thinking about it. And when Amy Poehler and Will Arnett broke up, I was like, oh, man, because I love them both so much.
Right.
And I wish they could have worked it out. But then I got over that one. But I started thinking, when we brought this up yesterday, no, I am irrationally invested in one celebrity couple's relationship. Like, it's absurd.
Okay, so
Spencer and Heidi.
So
don't even know.
That's a great guess.
yeah.
So you're saying that you're not invested in any other couple, but there is one. Mm-hmm. That's odd to me.
There is one.
I would think you would either be all in, sort of bummed out by everybody's divorce,
no.
Or all out.
No. I watch video. What? Hmm? I watch Instagram videos that they post. I watch them any chance I can get. I watch.
But you
But I watched when he was a guest star on her show,
okay.
Will and Grace. And I will tell you, if Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman were to split up, I think I'd be devastated. Is that insane?
I mean,
nuts.
I feel like it is.
I get it. It's crazy. But wow, you know my feelings for both of
course,
them. I mean,
course.
If they wanted a third, I am here. But what I'm saying is,
what if it was the third that broke them apart?
Oh,
right?
I will kill that woman because it won't be me. No.
It's weird.
It's just
odd to me. Because you don't really know
them. I don't really know them. I don't know them at all.
But
how are you invested?
Aren't you sad when yeah. friends you like.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so people but, think that they know them. People because they see them in the public.
Here's the
life.
Difference. Friends I like, I
he
do
knows.
Know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the that difference.
A, yeah, that was but, a great but, argument, Dave.
But no, but you feel like you know them. Like, don't
but you,
you
don't.
But don't you remember the lip sync challenge where she danced the Magic Mike striptease for him?
No.
Like that was like you're like, whoa, they're in love, and you're like, oh, I what? Get it, and I feel their love.
What's
together.
Happening with Dave?
And it just it bums people out. That I get, like, I don't get bummed out too much by this mm-hmm. stuff, but I get why people are upset.
That's odd to me.
Yeah.
But we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you're somehow oddly interested in people, celebrities especially,
yeah, mm-hmm.
their love life, and if you go into a depression when they break up, you crazy. Is that what we're saying?
I don't know if we want to
not
frame
yet.
It like
not
that
yet.
To
not
get
yet.
calls.
Yes.
Okay. I think we
first
want to
first they call,
say,
then we say you crazy.
Yeah. Well.
Right?
You're hurting this.
I'm just saying.
You have killed it.
I'm just saying I don't have those feelings at all.
I am very
and I'm
curious.
A very emotional person.
Yeah. I'm just curious to hear who people are, and like I phrased it this way with mine, irrationally
yes.
invested in. Who's the couple? You know, was it a Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston and it killed you? Is it, you know, who is it and why? I want to hear from those people.
Especially yeah. why.
So I have one. And it is Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Okay.
They, to me, seem like the perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the way they talk about each other, not and it's not like oh, we're so in love and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is so beautiful and magical online. The way Ryan cuts her down, the way she cuts him down.
It's snarky
and they
just, fun.
It's so
together.
Much snarky
yeah.
fun. And I think that's how a healthy relationship is.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that they're apart
so
from
each other.
So what
they are putting online is good as well, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
But they also spend time apart from each other. So I mm-hmm. get that. And
well,
I think
she's
that
always
works.
Traveling with her pants.
Oh.
What's wrong with me today?
Oh.
I am sorry.
Wow.
I am
you get
sorry.
Out.
I should. I am out.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your call.
All right. Let's take one call here. It's Brandon in Costa Mesa. Hi, Brandon.
Oh, hello. Kevin and Bean. How's it going? Long
good.
Time listener.
Thank you. So you get upset when celebrity couples break up?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's some that I pay attention to.
Like
for
who?
Example. Like, I guess Kim and Kanye, you know, they're like a power couple, I guess. Like, they have their own empire.
So you would be upset if you would be upset if they broke up?
A little bit, honestly, because, like, I don't know, like, Kanye kind of needs her, you know, he got out of debt, you know, and I don't know, they kind of like, you know, help each other, like, strive to their, like, to the top, I guess.
But, Brandon, heartbreak makes some of the best music. Right?
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Honestly, it probably would open some doors for Kanye's lyrics.
So we just turned
so
him around.
Let's get him broken up.
Right?
He's with me.
Honestly, that's not. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be too devastated.
That was too easy, Brandon.
He's a flip flopper. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. We're talking about people who seem to be super invested in celebrity couples. So when they break up, they're very depressed.
Yeah, and I started really? Off saying that Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman, it would devastate me.
Right. And then you said you had no others.
And then I was like, no, but that doesn't make me cuckoo. It's just one. And then I sat here and I was like, however, if Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella broke up, oh my God. No, no, no.
You got a problem, lady.
He says yes. So I say no, that would hurt me. So I'm starting to think maybe I'm straight cuckoo.
I mean,
right?
It seems to be like you're either all in or all out on this topic.
I think I might be all in.
Yes, you can't just have
one.
Yeah,
I think everyone's rooting for love. That's why.
I think that's what it is. Like Crystal on line two. Crystal from Cerritos. Let's go to her.
Hey, Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes. So you're invested in which couple?
So I would be devastated if Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel broke up.
And why is that?
I mean, it's they're kind of like the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, where they're just two really nice, honest people who are good to each other. And I don't know, every time they talk about the other one, they feel like they're so in love. And I would be heartbroken if they broke up.
Yeah, I get that. They seem relatable. They seem like us. And they're so not.
They're not us.
They are not us at all. But I get that. Let's try Sheila on line three, because I think a lot of people, except one human in this room, will agree with Sheila.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey.
You're invested in...
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. If they broke up, that would be devastating.
I love them. I love them together so much.
Well, it's, you know,
I know,
say,
they seem really in love. Yeah. And like, really, they seem like down-to-earth people. Look, like,
yeah, they
could
do.
Hang with them.
Look, I'm not against love, but I'm just saying, you don't really know these people.
No, but...
You don't really know what they're like in private with each other.
No.
I do. I mean, listen,
you
me and Kristen Bell
really.
Are friends.
Well, they actually open up. They do have cameras sometimes in their home. So they do, and they seem like they're really in love. Like, they do.
But
funny
do you think they turn the cameras on in their home when they're not in love, when they're having a fight? You know what I mean?
I don't know, maybe.
Listen, as someone who's the only person who knows Kristen Bell in this room.
Please.
You know, I would hate for her to be sad and have a broken heart, so I hope they stay together forever.
That's big of you, because before you were like, F Dax Shepard, he took my girl.
He was, yeah.
All right, we need to go to Kristen on line five, because I think a lot of people love this couple's interaction.
Hey, Kristen.
Hi. I would be devastated if Chrissy Teigen and John Legend broke up.
I feel that.
Me too.
I get it.
Me too.
They are so funny together.
So adorable.
Then there wouldn't be any more commercials with them, and then it affects my TV because their commercials are so good.
Right, you don't want to affect the TV.
No,
that's the
not
bottom
at all.
Line.
Don't
here.
Affect my TV.
It's not about love, it's about Dave's TV.
Exactly.
And but you use the word devastated, Kristen.
I would be devastated because, see, it would affect my Snapchat viewing ability.
Yeah.
I love her Snapchat.
I was just thinking it would affect my Twitter feed because she is so good on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel you, Kristen.
I don't want to see a depressed Chrissy Teigen.
No one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
I need her to be perfect so that way I can strive to be like Chrissy.
I agree. I was devastated when the dog died because then it made her sad. So I agree, Kristen.
Wow. Yes. People are crazy. All right, let's go to Gonzalo if we can.
Yeah, because really, this is the only one I'm going to laugh at.
Right? I mean, this is Gonzalo. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Why,
so
why are you going to laugh at this one? I would be, like, so sad if Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper broke up. They just look like the cutest couple on TV.
From Fixer Upper?
Yeah, from Fixer Upper.
What the hell is Fixer Upper?
It's one of those, like, home makeover shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're the hosts of it or something?
In Texas. Yeah.
Okay. And that would devastate you.
They're so adorable.
They're so adorable. Is that the only one?
Yeah. They're real, like, Dax Shepard. They're a good couple. I like their commercials, too. They're funny. And,
they have commercials?
But,
Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper. I am sorry, Gonzalo. We shouldn't be laughing, but that's amazing.
I mean, I feel like we should be laughing.
A little bit.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Dr. Drew, just after the top of the hour. Allie McKay is here. What's happening?
What's happening is Dana White letting us know something that we all thought was coming. Brock Lesnar going back to the UFC, but he mentioned it yesterday. Like, it was just this nonchalant, whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's coming back.
So is this?
I don't know when, but yes, he is.
Okay. Are people interested in seeing him fight again?
I think some people are.
Okay.
But for me, I'm interested in the timing of him coming back.
Because
of WrestleMania on Sunday.
Oh, he's at it?
He's at it, okay. And he's taking on Roman Reigns. So if he's going to go back to the UFC, obviously then Roman Reigns is going to win, right?
And you love Roman Reigns.
I hate Roman Reigns.
I can see where you're going with this. It sounds like that. It sounds like Dana White's sake. Timing of it does sound like that.
Doesn't it?
Like he's probably going to lose, and then he'll come back to the UFC.
So the only thing I will accept, and if you're listening, WrestleMania people, we're going to need a heel turn, and we're going to have Paul Heyman be like, nope, no longer with Brock. I'm with you, Roman. And then, boop, boop, all of a sudden, I don't hate Roman Reigns. I need this. Give us a call right now. 1-800-5-
No, we're not taking calls on
no?
that. No?
I feel like people would be on my side for that. Even people that hate Roman Reigns with the passion of 1,000 fires.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that's a thing. Wow. But I'm just saying, what if that happens? This is all very interesting timing, is what I'm saying.
So you just got tipped off for this Sunday. That's what you're saying.
Immediately, when he said Brock Lesnar's coming back, why would you say that now unless he was coming back very soon? So he needs to start training, needs to do whatever, so he needs to leave the WWE for a bit. Why would you leave as a champion? You wouldn't. Boom!
Congrats. Yes.
I'm just saying, I got kind of excited about it that somehow I figured it out, which I'm sure 8 million other people figured it out as well. But then with a heel turn, that could turn me around.
Okay.
Because with Daniel Bryan coming back, you can't have Roman Reigns like, people just started not hating me as much. He needs to change it up.
All right.
I am talking to no one in this room.
I just can't do the wrestling thing.
Okay. I get it.
Okay.
I get it. It's fine.
Why do some people tune out?
Because I'm talking about wrestling. This is a very interesting story, and it delighted me. A woman took to Twitter to vent about a very painful breakup. And she wasn't quite ready with who would intervene. But she wrote, "Hello, I'm 31. Just got dumped via Messenger. And then simultaneously blocked across all platforms so I couldn't respond. High school style." So this woman, Rosie Waterland, tweets this out. Mm-hmm. And people are responding like, what the heck? Then the next day she followed it up and said, "Got dumped and ghosted yesterday. And I'm getting lash refills today, which means I cannot cry for 24 hours. Hours later, a chain restaurant decided to tweet her. That chain restaurant? Pizza Hut. "It's okay, Rosie. Pizza will always be there for you. Thick and thin, in crust we trust. Can you DM us so we can send you a little something?" So she responded, "Pizza Hut wants to support me through my breakup. This almost makes it worth it." And they wrote back, "Ha ha, we love you, Rosie. Let us know what your fave pizzas are, where to send them, and we'll deliver them Friday night."
Is that how it works?
Apparently. And why Friday night? Why she got to be home Friday night?
Just
why can't she
is.
Be out having fun? Why can't it be now? But isn't that hysterical?
That is pretty good.
Like a random woman, Pizza Hut's like, "Let us help you." I just think that's beautiful, and I think Pizza Hut should be committed. Complimented.
Complimented, yes.
Yeah.
Committed doesn't make any sense at all.
You mean commended?
I meant commended.
Okay, good.
Holy crap. I can't wait for the weekend.
I'm here for you.
And I appreciate it. Is that what the guy couldn't say earlier and I made fun of him? And
yep.
Now I'm that guy.
That's how it works.
Golly. We talked about it earlier, and I can't wait that Snooki and company are back. Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Now, when you say you can't wait.
I can't wait we are making Omar watch it.
You're not going to watch it.
I've never seen it. I will never watch it. Right. However.
Making Omar watch it because it really drives him crazy.
It really makes him nuts, and he's going to be so mad. And I enjoy Matt Omar.
And then he's going to give us a recap tomorrow morning.
He will recap it for us, and I cannot wait. Whew, going to be some good stuff. Bad news for fans of the NBC cop show Shades of Blue. After the network announced the third season, which premieres this Sunday, we found out it will be its last.
Okay.
Which is funny because Bean is not convinced anyone should ever watch that show because he doesn't think that J-Lo can play a cop.
Which is absurd. Yeah.
Which is absolutely absurd. Just because she's gorgeous, he can't buy it as a character.
Yeah.
Which is insane. However, it doesn't mean that she's leaving TV because she's also a judge and executive producer on NBC's World of Dance. And Variety reports she'll be leading a live version of the musical Bye Bye Birdie for the next network year. Another musical, another thing I can talk to Kevin about and just see his soul
this is
die.
It's just getting worse.
It really is. I love it so much. And for those of you that just can't wait until next Friday, when they're going to announce on Good Morning America the full cast of Dancing with the Stars athletes, we have been tipped off. We believe former skating champ? Tanya Harding, as well as Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon. Just two of the people. He's quality viewing.
I feel like all athletes sort of would have an advantage. I think this in dancing. I feel like if you're athletic,
I don't know.
Maybe have a leg up on people who aren't athletic.
Yeah, I think you'd have the leg up on the stamina aspect of
yes.
it, the rhythm aspect.
Maybe not.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
Gronk.
Gronk. God, anything. thinks he's good. That's the
best part.
Best part of it. Right. He is convinced he's a good dancer.
I hope he's going to be one of them.
He posts videos of him dancing like he's like, check out these moves. Oh, sweetie. Someone needs to tell you. No, actually, no one needs to tell him. All right. Happy birthday to these people. Sterling K. Brown, Haley Atwell, Pharrell Williams, and Christopher Kid Reed from Kid and Play.
To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm going to have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Right? I'd say that's their best.
I can see Gronk moving to that right now.
Oh, he moves as well as I sing. And that's what's happening.
Dr. Drew is on the show with us Thursdays at this time each week. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning. In fact, somebody started tweeting me, you know, where are you? Where have you been? Have I missed any Thursdays lately?
You have not.
Very weird. I just don't think they're listening to me anymore.
You've been pretty regular. Maybe they just have tuned you out.
I think that's what I'm saying. That's
possible.
My point.
Yeah. We saw a study recently that multivitamins should not be a daily thing. When did this happen?
Well, you may have missed the studies. They did a very large sales study a couple of years ago, and they showed not only that multivitamins did not seem to have much in the way of health benefit, people that took multivitamins actually lived shorter lifespans.
See,
this
seems to happen all the time. You go, I was told something my whole life, and now you're telling me the opposite is true.
Well, I mean, if we had deficient diets, sure, we. But in today's world, we eat too much. We eat lots of things, and so we get our vitamins, and those minimal daily requirements are met. And these minimal daily requirements, even such as they are fairly arbitrary sort of limits. They're primarily there to prevent disease, right? There are deficiencies. You can get diseases from deficiencies.
Right.
And nobody gets those anymore.
Okay. So did we ever need to take them?
Yeah, like in during the Depression. Like
in the 1920s, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so but not in our lifetime.
I actually have mixed feelings about it because as you get older, our diet gets a little again, to make massive generalizations, a huge mistake. Somebody your guy's age probably doesn't need to take them, probably never did need to take them. But there are circumstances where you do, and I have mixed feelings not just about vitamins but about minerals. We have a deficiency in some of the minerals because we don't eat a lot of meat anymore. And so if you're taking a vitamin with minerals, I can't really argue with that. And then, Allie, you have a special thing that I'm very interested in.
Yeah, well, I got blood work done, and my doctor, like, was astounded at how deficient
I was. How wonderful you are.
Shut up.
Astounded.
So astounded at my vitamin D deficiency. But it makes sense because, A, I don't go in the sun ever because I had melanoma. So I've been out of the sun for over 12 years.
Okay.
And then I'm also allergic to milk, so I'm not getting calcium. So vitamin D is for, you know, healthy bones and all that. So I'm not getting the two things that you need for essentially right?
So you're bringing in two different issues. So for you as a woman, vitamin D deficiency can be a harbinger of issues with bone metabolism much later in life. And you bring in calcium because that's the cofactor. You have to have vitamin D and calcium to maybe, we think, help prevent against, in certain situations, some of these issues. But vitamin D is kind of a complex biology. And for some reason, a lot of people not only don't convert it to the active form in the skin through sun exposure, like you're discussing, but we also don't absorb it normally. And it's a complex metabolism. And so a lot of people turn up with relative deficiencies. Now, again, our exact knowledge about where the right, you know, sort of level for a given individual should be is still a little primitive. We don't have exacting science there. But there are some associations between vitamin D and various cancers. So we have, those of us in medicine, paid more attention to it lately. For instance, somebody like me who has prostate cancer, turned out that vitamin D seems to be, in some research, reduces the risk of metastatic disease, of the cancer spreading.
Is that right?
So again, there's some good data out there about prevention, good data about spread, and so we generally kind of pay more attention to vitamin D than we ever did. And it's hard to supplement. Are they giving you daily or weekly dosing?
Oh no, I do daily.
Yeah, well, but the weekly they can give you, you know, 10,000 times more, and it's a little, again, it depends on what your biology is. But
see, here's the problem though: you don't get the multivitamin. Now you're shopping for supplements, and And
yeah, oh my God.
Right?
Well, listen, if we could take the multi-billion-dollar business of BS that's in the supplement store and yeah. turn it into real health care, oh my God, it would end our health care problems. So, yes, there's tons of confusion, tons of BS out there, and a lot of inexacting science. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, and for some people it may be good, and for some people it may work, so I'm not saying don't do it. But still, the old, you know, recommendations, well-balanced diet, adequate sleep. Yeah, the exercise, nothing surpasses that. I'm sorry.
So I'm taking...
Not very sexy.
Vitamin D, I'm taking omega-3.
Good.
And
yeah,
I'm taking...
How much of each of those? See, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's on the bottle. I don't know. Whatever.
But exactly. Believe me, your doctor, in terms of how he or she dosed it, we're sort of doing a slop shot because we don't really know the exact dosing.
So if you don't know, how are we supposed to know?
You don't know, and we don't know. That's the point. So if you – look, here, bottom line when it comes to nutrition and vitamin, things like that, if anybody tells you a story or a narrative about where molecules are going and what they're doing, you should shut your brain off immediately because biology is just one giant soup of probabilities of protein folding and thermodynamics, and it's extremely hard to make predictions about much of anything. So if it's a story rather than some mathematical modeling that doesn't, you know, you can't even make sense of it. If it's a story, you're making sense of it, probably not true. Probably not true.
Okay, so anything they say about biology, if you understand it, it's not true.
If it's a fairy tale, it's a narrative. The narrative, if somebody says to you, look, I'm going to use this as a metaphor to help you get at this biology, it's impossible to understand. But if they tell you, here's how it works, then just forget it. Because unless it's something mechanical, like how your joint works or how blood goes through arteries, if it's something physiological, just stop listening to them because it's too complicated.
Will they ever make a fish oil supplement that doesn't make you burp up fishy taste?
That's a great question.
I've got some. I found because I have to take it too. I've got all kinds of weird cholesterol and vascular issues in my genetics. And so I've researched that a little bit, and I have the same problem, mm-hmm. and I have found one that's very, very good. Do you want to know?
Because I hate to.
Is your face on the bottle?
No, it isn't.
All right,
and I don't want to.
It's
I hate
called
to give
Pinsky
it specific,
Pill.
I'm not promoting this. I'm telling you it's the one I take, and Catherine would turn me on to it, and Psycho Mike did.
Uh-huh.
It's called Nordic Naturals. They make a good product. It's
that
expensive.
Was actually my a cappella group in college. Nordic Naturals.
All right, so Drew,
it wasn't that funny, but I love you for it.
So wait, so where are we on? So don't take multivitamins, but you don't know what supplements to take either?
You should get a blood panel.
You don't, for a while there, remember we were supplementing vitamin E, and then it turned out that had some downside to it. So.
Everything we're told, you go back on. Not you, but the industry goes back on.
It seems that way.
Here's the thing about
coffee causes cancer now.
Let me tell you the thing about science is about it's all about disproving and shooting down people's theory and seeing if they can withstand it. So once somebody stands up with a theory, then the next 5 years people just beat the crap out of it and shoot it down. Whatever it is, just shoot it down.
Okay.
And so you shouldn't be looking at all that literature in the process where they're taking it apart. If it withstands all that attack for years and years, then people start to adopt it as something theoretical. There's no facts in science.
You're going to have to get back to me on this, Drew, because when they figure it out, just let me know. Until then, I think I'm taking the multivitamin.
Here's the deal. Fish oil, good idea.
Fish oil, okay.
Getting your vitamin D level checked, good idea.
Okay.
Multivitamin with minerals, can't object to that.
Okay.
And if you have a deficient diet, then by all means, be sure you're supplementing properly.
Okay. Calcium in my case.
And if you're a female, particularly if you're an Asian or a white female that is of small stature particularly, you must pay attention to vitamin D and calcium from the standpoint of bone metabolism. And also vitamin D is not a bad idea from the standpoint of potentially cancer stories.
Is that why I'm so short? Because I was so deficient in D.
No, in the D. God, your brain. if you're short and small stature, you'll be higher risk of bone disease later in life.
All right. You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website's drdrew.com. Dr. Drew Midday Live, Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC. And he's got the Dr. Drew podcast, the Adam and Drew show, the Swole Patrol, the weekly infusion, and the app is Heal, H-E-A-L. You can have a doctor in the privacy of your own home.
Next time, let's talk about about this crazy diet I've been doing for Mike Catherwood.
Oh.
It is a goofy diet, and it's working.
It is.
Yeah.
So you would,
but
you would stand.
People are attacking me for saying I'm advocating. I'm not. I'm just reporting.
All right.
Reporting, okay?
We'll talk about that next week. All Thank you, Drew. Right. Bye. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10. Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
What's happening is Super Troopers 2. It is going to be coming out on April 20th, but if you would like to go to a K-Rock advanced screening of Super Troopers 2 at Arclight Hollywood on April 18th, I'd like to give you a pair of passes because you deserve it. You've hung out with us all day long.
How do we know they've hung out with us all day long?
Some stuff has been said
okay.
that you've looked past and you are still willing to listen. You have to prove that you've listened all day, though. And no, that's not true. But give a call right now, 1-800-520-1067, and the callers shall be 20 through 24. You are going to get a pair of passes to see the K-Rock advanced screening of Super Troopers 2
Yay!
At Arclight Hollywood. Kids love it. On April the 18th. You know how we often talk about different things up for item auctions?
What?
Yes. I swear to God.
Take two.
You know how we often talk about things, certain items up for auction?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Well done.
Yesterday, we talked about the Linkin Park instruments that were going to be up for auction, as well as, like, cases, that type of thing. Great. We've talked about Russell Crowe that was putting...
Mm-hmm. Everything?
A bunch of stuff up for auction from his divorce, mm-hmm. which was very odd. What I'm saying is there seems to be something for everyone. And if you have been sitting out there... thinking, oh man, if only there was a yarmulke worn by Michael Jackson. How do I get me one of those?
I'm sorry?
Don't you worry. If you want to accessorize like the King of Pop, that chance is finally yours. Because
this is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
It always hurts when you play that because it was it.
It
that
was.
Was it.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Way to take it down. But you can own a yarmulke worn by Michael Jackson. It's hitting the auction block. Apparently, he wore it to a Seder back in 1999. It's going to be available at GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com beginning next Wednesday. Opening bid, $1,000. That's the opening bid.
I mean, okay. That's an odd item.
So you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you then wear it to a Seder?
I don't think you do because it's too expensive.
Okay.
So maybe you put it on a shelf or something, but then you have to explain it to people for the rest of your life.
What's up with that yarmulke?
No, seriously, Michael Jackson wore it.
You have a cool rabbi? Like, what's that all about? Tell me the story about it. Because it's obviously going to be in glass with lights
of
on
course.
It, right?
And a, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And a bodyguard?
Yeah. Arms Velvet crossed
rope.
In front of it
sure.
the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, oh, I bought it in an auction. Michael Jackson wore it to a Seder in 1999. And then your friends think you're insane.
Right. Why would you do that? That's,
I do yeah. not know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So I'm going to mark you down as a no.
I'm a no on that
you're
one.
You're a no on that one.
Right.
Carrie Underwood, amazing singer. She's pretty much become kind of this icon.
Mm-hmm.
Plus those legs. Am I right?
I mean, it's tough to argue with,
it's
sure.
It's tough to argue. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for some football? Yes, we are, Carrie. But don't mess around with her when it comes to her husband and her husband's hockey team. Her husband is Mike Fisher. He plays on the Nashville Predators. And she was not pleased with a disallowed goal the other night. There were just 0.6 seconds left in the game, and they disallowed this
goal.
That
hurt so much.
And, oh, it didn't just hurt her. It sent her into a frenzy. So she winds up tweeting that she is seriously livid. And then hashtagged worst call ever and asked the NHL to fix this.
But how are they supposed to fix it?
Not sure. And not sure if they follow her, but they should. They really should. But like any good husband, her husband, Mike Fisher, chimed in. And in order to not get fined by the refs by saying, yeah, that was a horrible call.
Yeah, they're not allowed to comment like that.
No, they'll get fined.
Yes.
He chimed in and wrote, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that you're always right. And I was like standing O for Mike Fisher right there.
That's pretty well done.
That was really, really well done. Very impressive. And again, if you're just waking up to the world changing, Snooki and Company back Jersey Shore family vacation tonight on MTV. The only reason I keep bringing it up is because I couldn't be more excited that we're making Omar watch it. hate watch, really.
He doesn't like it, if that's what you're saying.
And he's going to review it for us tomorrow.
And if we like it, maybe every week.
Plot twist, he starts to like it. Right?
I doubt it.
Could that happen?
No.
I don't know.
We'll give it our best, but I doubt it.
We sure will. And if you were a fan of Laguna Beach and the Hills, and really, why would you be? Kristen Cavallari has a new show on E! Called Very Cavallari.
See?
Because that's her last name, and it rhymes with Very. Yeah, it's going to be all about her and her fashion and lifestyle brand, people that work for her, and her husband, Jay Cutler, their three kids. I can't wait to not watch that as well.
No thanks.
Yeah, maybe because it was Jay Cutler, we make Chip watch it.
Bring us highlights.
Remember that one time the Dolphins paid him $10 million for a season?
How'd he do? How'd they do last year?
Not so good.
How far did they get in the playoffs?
None playoffs.
Okay.
But you know who is in the playoffs? Ducks and Kings.
Right.
All right, you turned it around.
Ducks and Kings, both.
Respect it. I respect it. Very good.
Thank you, Blackhawks. Back to you.
Thank God. Seriously. How hard were we all rooting for Chicago last night? It hurt.
Yeah.
But then it felt good.
Well done.
Yeah. Which reminds me, Steven Spielberg told the London Sun that it's time for a woman to play Indiana Jones. He says he knows putting a woman in the lead role of an Indiana Jones movie would upset fans, but he believes it's time. But here's something that I mentioned earlier and didn't even think about it, but it's true. He said, quote, "We'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, and there would be nothing wrong with that." And then it was pointed out by Chip, but that's the last name,
yeah.
Jones.
Hmm.
So,
I mean, it could be Indiana Joan.
So that's Joan's last name? Or
Joan Joan.
Joan Joan?
Starring Joan Joan. Why not?
Okay, now I'm back in. But the reason I did that story is because I thought, wow, people are doing this across the nation. This is a service that sometimes sends us stories, and then they'll put a little joke at the end. So if the DJ that's doing the story wants to add it, they can add it. So pretend I just did that story again, and then this is what the joke is to follow it up with. So get ready for Indiana Jones and the Tampon of Doom. Get it? Because she's a woman. And she, yeah.
That's why you don't read those jokes.
I know. But I had to point this one out because it was so
bad. It's awful.
It was so bad. Some birthdays for you guys. Pharrell Williams, Haley Atwell, Sterling K. Brown. And if you were a fan of Kid & Play, and who wasn't? Happy birthday, Christopher Kid Reed.
To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm gonna have fun.
We're just dancing, y'all.
Right?
That's what's happening.
Thanks, Sally. The SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers are ahead tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Keep it 100 because it's Friday. Director Paul Feig joins us. Greg Grunberg joins us. And Omar recaps Jersey Shore, which we just told you about. And we've also got your 3-day passes for Coachella as well tomorrow morning.